Y'all, guess what? I'm back. I know, right? Hey, y'all like that groove right there? Huh? Y'all like that groove right there? I tell you, that's a nice groove, isn't it? I know, man. I love that groove. Y'all might as well get used to it because that's what we're going to be going to right now. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And guess what, y'all? Today is Soapbox Monday. So if you got anything you've been talking of, you've been worried about for a moment, for over the weekend, hey, it's time to get on that soapbox and just let it go, man. Because, hey, we got some things planned for you. I tell you, oh boy, it's been a whole week. And I'm going to tell you, man, I am ready. I am ready. So, you know, right now what I want y'all to do is just go on and get comfortable, get that old coffee or that little drink or whatever you got. Because we're going to rock and roll today. We got a show set for you that is just going to be amazing. Oh, yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm cruising right now with that music, man. That music is, right, rocking. Oh, yeah. Do y'all hear that? Man, I'm telling you. You know what I'm going to do? Well, I wait for the rest of the council to get here and the rest of y'all to get here for a little bit. We're going to go and let that play out a little while. And then I'll be back with you very shortly. Here we go. Wow, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. But now that's the way you come into a show, you know, just something smooth. I tell you, oh boy, 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 boy. Hey, how y'all doing out there, man? Welcome, welcome. I'm telling you, I missed all y'all. It's been fun, hasn't it? But we are back, and man, we got a show planned for you today. And I'm telling you, see, look, I know who got their hand raised already, because I know you missed me. I missed y'all, too. That's right. So we ready to get rocking and rolling here. Of course, you know, there's always some things we got to say before we get started. But this is Monday, y'all, March 18, 2013, and I am your host, Mr. Talk, on Blog Talk Radio, and we about ready to get started today. Now, as we always do, you know, there's some house rules that we have to lay down. And you know what? I'm going to keep it short and sweet today because I'm just going to tell you like it is, all right? Today, somebody's going to be sensitive and somebody's going to be upset with what we're going to talk about because I'm telling you, we're going to cut it loose today. We're going to talk about it, and we may get a little nasty with it. We may get a little evil with it, but there's some things out there that we need to talk about, okay? So basically, we want to hear everybody's opinion, all right? So don't talk over each other. Let everybody talk. Keep your points short and sweet to the point, as sort of sweet as can be. Can't y'all tell I'm excited? I'm talking fast. Don't attack anybody, okay? We can attack the topic. Don't attack each other, okay? We're adult. This is an adult show, and we're going to talk about some adult things. Just that simple. All right, now, if you don't want to listen, you think you can't follow any of these house rules, then no problem. I'll tase you. I ain't going to lie to you. I'll tase you. That's right. I'm going to tase you, and we're going to be through with it. Now, also, You know, this week has been gone, man. I thought about a lot of the changes I want to do to the show. And y'all see the music. Yeah. So guess what? We got a song of the day. For everybody that having a hard day or had a hard weekend, the song of the day is Donnie McClurkin, Stan. Hey, I'm telling you, man, if you want to hear a song that's going to get you, that's going to get you feeling right, hey, that's a great song. inspirational. That's what it's called. For those in the chat room, I'm going to lay it out there for you in the chat room, put the link to it in the chat room on YouTube. You get a chance, go on and check it out. All right. Another thing we got going on, the quote of the day, y'all. I tell you, I've been working, huh? Here's the quote of the day. It's never too late to be what you might have been. Now, and you know what I mean. That's all I'm going to say. Now, by George Eliot. And George Eliot was an English novelist and journalist and a translator and one of the leading writers of the Victorian era. And y'all want to know something about George? George really was a woman whose name was Mary Ann. Imagine that, even back then. Woo! I'm telling you, anyway, it's never too late to be what you might have been. So if you ever had those dreams and you put them on hold, it's never too late to go back and try and get them back. All right? Only thing that's stopping you is you. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Let's see. What else we want to talk about? First, let me bring this call in because I know they sitting there. They champing a bit. Let me go on and bring them on in and see what's going on.
Yeah, I missed you too. Don't worry.
What's happening, Mr. Joe?
Just waiting for you to come back.
Waiting for me to come back, man. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I was getting kind of itchy myself there for a moment. I was like, man, I don't have nothing to do in the afternoons right now. This is crazy.
Yeah, how'd it go with your kids? Did you take them anyplace?
Oh, man, we had no, you know what? We really didn't go anyplace per se, but mm-hmm. we just hung out and just did what daddy son type stuff do.
Father son stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean, we had a ball.
Cool. But that's the way parents should be. They have to connect with their kids so that the kids can remember the good times.
Yeah, without a doubt. Oh, also, man, I went to the book release of No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress this weekend. And, man, I got my autographed copy of the book and everything.
I'll bring her on the show.
Wait a minute, Joe. Wait a minute, man. And anyway, it was a fun success, man. We was at I guess it was at a marina in Arlington, Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arlington, Texas, man. It was on point. Had a live band and everything. You know.
Oh yeah, they probably had a good table spread and everything, right?
Oh yeah. It was laid on. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't forget y'all want to get a copy of the book, just go to Amazon.com. It's called No Condemnation by the Vivi Monroe Congress. And actually the books are also gonna be on in Walmart. In their book area.
Oh, yeah?
So
okay.
Check it out. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joe. And she said, I talked to her about coming on the show.
Good.
And, you know, I'm going to get her. She said, call in a couple of weeks. You know, we're going to set it up. And she said, to tell you especially, all gloves will be off.
Oh,
so.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah, she told me to tell you that personally. All gloves will be off.
Good. All she has to do is slip up once. That's all.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So, you know, I just had to put that out there.
Good. And I'm sure you're going to talk to her before she gets on the show. Tell her I'm picking up the gauntlet.
Oh, Lord. You're picking up the gauntlet.
I'm picking up the gauntlet.
Oh, my. Listen to you. Hey, I want to say a special hello out there to Easy Rider. First time on the show that I can remember. Thank you for joining us today. And I'm telling you, like I said before, we got some topics today that's kind of sensitive to some people.
Uh-huh.
So, like I said, if y'all, if y'all want to be sensitive today, I don't think this is a show you really want to listen to, but then again, maybe it is.
Probably is. It better be. If they can't handle it, too damn bad. Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
I just like to have it so that when the rest of the console and other people call in, that we limit ourselves to 3 minutes tops. If we can't explain what the hell we want to say in 3 minutes, we shouldn't be explaining ourselves.
You know what, Joe? I'm glad you mentioned that because that's what I was about to do. So we on the same sheet. I told you that this week off gave me a lot of time to think and come up with some new things I want to do for the show. And
well, you mentioned it at the beginning of the show, you know, about tasing people, don't talk over one another and stuff. That's a good idea. You know, I mean, I don't mind the going back and forth, but if it takes too long, the 2 hours, it seems like a long time, but it's a short time when people keep,
I agree with you. Hey, Mr. Lowe, I see you out there, man. You probably in the gym. You know, I got mine in before the show. I get some more in after the show, but I see you out there, man.
That goes especially for Lowe. I'm only kidding.
See, why you want to mess with me?
That's what we do. Wait till he gets on the air. You think he's going to cut me any slack?
No.
That's right.
That's right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Anybody wondering about what's going on with the allegation out of California about Officer Dahmer? Y'all notice we haven't heard anything since they supposedly charged him with all. Yeah. Well, there's some things going on. I reached out to a guy out there, the Fox 11 News, Mr. Phil Schumann.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm trying to get him to come on the show so we can talk about that a little bit.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Out there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep trying to get him out there. But there is a story that was posted on the 16th about what's going on, some of it, what's going on. I'm going to put that link in the chat room as well. So I'm telling you, man, I've been doing my thing.
I've been working.
Yeah, so, all right, since we got all that out of the way.
Yeah, new picture, too, the one where it says, because I'm not on my PC now, so I'm going by memory, have men relationships, politics, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm telling you, ideas come and go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about some things going on. We know we got a new pope, like I really care.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, like I really care, y'all. We got a new pope, somebody else does. Handle the Catholic Church. Meaning that I'm not Catholic, you know, it really doesn't matter. And that's a question. Let me put that out there. Should it matter to other people who aren't Catholic about who the Pope is and what he's all about? Should that really matter?
Yeah, it does, because the Catholic Church, I believe, is the largest denomination of Christianity in the world. So they have a lot of influence when they talk to other Christian faiths, like, say, they have round tables and stuff, and, you know, and there's comparisons between Catholicism and Protestantism and Lutheranism and all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah, I think all of the religions have an influence upon each of the other religions.
You think so, huh?
To a degree, you know.
To a degree?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay, all right. You know, I noticed they say the Roman Catholic Church. I'm like, okay, I live in America. I don't live in Rome.
No, but I think Catholics, no, Protestants, I think, can make up in America. Now, wait a minute. I think maybe the Protestant faith is probably maybe larger than the Catholic faith. But I think the Protestantism is larger in America than Catholicism. But, you know, there's always this battle going back and forth between the different Christian denominations. As far as I'm concerned, being an agnostic, they can all F themselves.
There we go. Don't worry, we got a special show later on this week. You can get all into that.
Cool.
But we ain't gonna give that away right now.
Okay.
But I just thought about that. You know, I'm like, what is the Pope's purpose? What really is it that he does? You know, he prays for the world, and he just
you know what he's gonna do?
What does he do?
He's gonna do nothing that the other popes haven't done. Because people are hoping that he's going to bring in change, like he's going to acknowledge homosexuality is legitimate. He's going to the women, they want women bishops and cardinals and women priests. The gays want acceptance of gay marriages. None of this shit is going to be done by this pope.
Well, no, because he's already come out and said he's against gay marriage. And he's also, you know, he's not into the women being popes and all that other stuff. So,
to disappoint all of his, his followers who want to change. Too bad.
I mean, he may change it. I think the more things he really has to worry about probably is the, the scandal that's going on with the abuse and all that. But as far as changing it. You know, changing some of the traditional stuff. No,
right.
He's basically hard line on that one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, basically regular,
right.
You know, Catholic on that. You know, when it comes to, abortion, and all that good stuff. He's hard line on that one. I see we got somebody else with the hand. Oh, I know who this is.
Must be low, huh?
No, it's not low. Goofy, what's going on, man?
So I've been waiting a week like a pregnant woman wants sex. I mean, I've been waiting for this show to come back.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Joe, welcome.
You know what,
hey,
Joe? Out of everybody, I've missed you as well, too, Joe. I know many might not miss you, but I have. I've
not too many would
platform.
Miss me, Goof.
Wow.
Serious,
Joe, man.
I missed this whole platform, I'm serious. Like I said, when I told you on my show, Eric, that I added you into my schedule, And that whole week, I was just like walking around, like, you know, waiting for a doctor to call to say if I have a disease or not. You know, it's just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Well, Goof, I'm going to tell you something. Thank you for the compliment, but you do have a disease because I called into your show and you didn't fucking pick up.
Oh, shit, did you?
You have to catch it at the right time, Joe, because sometimes, you know, he have music going. And he look, Goofy Show is popping, man. I'm not going to lie. I went on there a couple of nights. It's popping, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But Joe, you know what? Joe, you got to stay awake on shows. You really you know, I was on Paris Steel one night listening, and they was dogging you, man, because you were snoring loud.
No
too
kidding, because I've been told that. You know what I think it is? I think when I fall asleep, it's the speaker was right next to my mouth, because I'm listening and talking on a speakerphone. Doesn't sound like it, but that's what it is. So when I do fall asleep, it's about 1/4 inch away from my mouth. So I'm just breathing. I don't think I'm snoring, but I've never been told I've been snoring until I got on BTR.
Well, because you hear yourself, knucklehead.
I don't know. Maybe I should, but I can't hear it.
Oh, have mercy. Lord.
Yeah, I try to get a hold of Goofy, and Goofy is, you know, he's talking about a topic I really like, but does he pick up? Hell no.
I'm sorry. You know, I got so many people calling. It's like, I don't know, because the other day I got a bunch of stupid nincompoop kids that were, you know, saying the N-word all damn day. And it's
oh, they
like,
did that to Perry Show, too, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, I don't know who's who, you know.
I can tell you how, I can tell you for me, when I get on, I have 111. I'll just flick the question mark, which designates, you know, one. I'll just keep clicking that like it's Morse code. That's how I do it.
Okay, so you'll make it flash.
Okay.
Yeah, I make it boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
You know what's
right.
Well, Goofy, you know I'm calling it on my regular phone, so you know the dairy code when
oh,
it comes
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah, you're already properly programmed in like you're the president.
Yeah, and I'm nothing.
Oh, whatever, Joe.
Oh, Joe, shut up. Whatever. If you were nothing, I wouldn't even acknowledge
like,
you.
We're really going to listen to that coming from Joe.
We're all back.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Hey, you know what? Since I got Goofy on the phone, you know, Goofy, you out in California, right?
Yes, I am.
Hey, see if you can get me in contact with Mr. Phil Schumann. I want to bring him on the show and talk about the Dahmer case. You know, what's going on with that out there?
Hold on. Say that name again.
Mr. Phil Schumann. Yeah.
He's
Fox 11 News.
Right?
He may be a whole different
Schumann,
area.
Right?
Yeah, S-H-U-M-A-N.
He's a TV caster, right, Eric?
Yeah. Yeah, Fox 11 News. You know, so we can want to see what's going on with the Dahmer case. You know, it's been got kind of quiet.
Is it Phil Schumann?
Yeah, P-H-I-L.
Okay, Phil. Okay.
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, you're right, Eric. I mean, ever since he got burned up, everything is quiet now.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking of that, too. I'm telling you, man, sometimes you take some time off and you'd be surprised at the stuff you come up with. Like, yeah, what's going on with that? Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay.
Well, catch me up. I don't know what's going on with this one.
Well, that's what we want to know.
Oh,
that's what we haven't heard anything else about it. You
well,
know,
yeah.
The big splash is gone, so you know the media's moved on to other things. You know,
I'll tell you one thing: if he had actually killed a couple of cops, I wouldn't have been sad.
Well, he did kill a couple, but
he didn't kill the cops though. He killed the civilians.
No. Yeah, he got a couple cops, too, in the
oh,
final shootout. Yeah, he got a couple of them, too.
Oh, geez, I'm so sad.
Who, our good friend, what was his name? LL Cool J? What's his name? Donor?
Donor, yeah.
Yeah. They burned him, and that's it. He's
that's
like Freddy Krueger. Yeah. He's going to come back in somebody's dreams.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, though, that has happened.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if you can't get Schumann, Eric, they've got some guys that have been on BTR, former cops. They feel the same way as Dahmer.
Well, you know what? I was reading an article. Wait a minute. Let me see. And I think I may have this. I do have this article right here. I'm going to put that in there, too. But it's a lot of cops on the force that actually feel that, you know, that there is some, you know, some of that stuff really does go on.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading that in the article, too. Let me go and place that little article in the chat room so, you know, everybody can catch up on what I caught up on. I'm telling you, man, I've been working, boy. I'm telling you. You're getting better and better. All right. We're going to move on. So that's what we're going to try and do. We're going to try and get somebody on the air with us and so, you know, we can grill them and find out exactly what's going on out there in California.
Okay, now this guy, Phil Schumann, how is he related to the case? Was he, like, on it, like, 24/7?
Yes, he's doing actual articles and investigation into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get his email right now.
In fact, go to the website I just put in the chat room, and it's an article and stuff he's got going on. So yeah. In fact, let me bring Lo in.
I missed you, Lo.
Time to get low.
All right, Mr. Lo, what's going on, brother?
You know what? Every time I call in, you guys are always talking negative, and it's just a shame. You guys always got something negative to say.
That sounds just like him.
Yes. Low reach
puberty. What's up, fellas? What's that?
Hey, Low.
Yeah. It's about damn time, man. Hey, we've been all standing on the side of the road scratching, waiting for you to bring this crack. Yeah.
Man, I tell you.
Had to itch and scratch and everything, man, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I missed the council, too. I can't lie.
I'm going to shoot 2 cents in on Donna right now.
Okay.
They are stacking the deck totally against them right now.
Mm.
Remember you had the sheriff or whatever it was. Yeah, we're going to go back and do a thorough investigation into it, whether he was fired the right way or the wrong way. We're going to go back and investigate all of it.
Right. Yeah.
You haven't heard a damn thing since they burned that man alive.
Mm-hmm. Point exactly. What they're saying now, actually what they're saying is he killed himself.
He killed himself. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but remember now, I played that clip where they were saying they was going to burn him out.
Burn that motherfucker to the ground.
Yep.
That's what
exactly.
It was right there.
Yep, that's exactly what it was.
That kind of reminds me of a photo I saw. 2 buildings, 3 planes. How'd it happen? I mean, I'm sorry.
3 buildings, 2 planes.
3 buildings, 2 planes. How'd it happen? Yeah, yeah. How'd it happen?
Yeah.
You know, come on now. If the people in general are foolish enough to believe that after they heard themselves, burn that motherfucker down. Come on now. You gotta start giving a fuck when it's somebody else, not just the people that you're related to or that you know close in person.
Exactly.
You know,
I agree.
But you know what? That's the police fault for having the stupid media there. That they had them right there. Like,
they would do it anyway.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, that's their damn fault. I'm going to be a corrupt cop here. Hold on. I'm going to be a corrupt cop. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I could think like them because I'm corrupt. I would have had those people maybe a half a mile down the road on a block intersection, okay? And then I would have burned this man and said that we were having a gunfight and something erupted and it blew up. I would have said some story like that. But see, now here you go saying that the guy killed himself. Out of all the times that he had guns and opportunities to kill himself, now he wanted to kill himself. I don't believe the crap that they. I think that they just burned that thing to the ground and just let him fucking.
Well, they got
run.
It on audio. They're saying.
Yeah,
that.
But I'm saying that they're saying that they had a shootout and they heard him shot himself, and then they set it on fire or some crap like that. I mean,
well,
you know,
even if he is dead, you know, that's the factor that we never looked at. If he is dead, in fact, I mean. You know, I believe the bastards will put a body in there and have all the news media and everything. Oh, we've cornered him. We have him in the trap right now. And you burn the body up and all the evidence that would have went with the body. And, hey, that's just like being buried at sea. Who knows what in the hell was rolled up in that damn tarp?
You know what? That's interesting because, you know, they already look bad because they supposedly searched the whole area, but this cat was sitting right across the street from the main post, you know, watching
and
what they were doing.
Yeah, man, these people full of
and
shit.
See,
man,
that and see, that is a perfect way to get the cops. Don't hide. Stand right next to them, and they won't even find you. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm a gangster. I've done that before. I hid in a dumpster.
Yeah, but you look like everybody else. Dorner was a bodybuilder.
Yeah, but, I mean, I got away. They were all looking for me, and I hid in a dumpster for, like, 12 hours until I came out and took the bus and got home. But they were, like, searching everywhere. And they couldn't find me. I was right there in their dumpster. Seriously. But this was, like, 20 years ago, so it's not going to count.
Well, see, but the pigs, and, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but the pigs are going to do whatever, that they've been doing whatever the fuck they wanted to do for the longest, regardless if it was good, bad, or indifferent, and it just expected everybody to accept it, you know?
Everybody is accepting it.
Now, you're damn right they have accepted it.
You know what they're doing. You know what they're doing right now. It's out of sight, out of mind. If we keep it quiet, everybody forget about it and move on to something else. But dang it, here on Let's Talk, we gonna find out what's still going on. We gonna keep the pressure on them. What y'all think?
Yeah.
Now you might, and I'll tell you why. I was on a show the other day, and they brought in like 8 or 9 different news outlets, and every one of the anchors said the exact same thing when the news came up. We don't have to tell you that gas is going back up. I mean, every one of them, all 8 or 9 said the exact same quote when the show started. I mean, is this scripted? I mean, hell, we all know that only five or six companies own all the news anyway. So, hey, you might get
like
something
the radio
out of human or not.
It's like the mainstream radio that plays the same song on every single channel at the same damn time.
Absolutely.
It's all money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Money, that's why people, you know, that's why I kind of grew up, because I realized that money is the ruler of everything, not no gang, not no drug, not nothing. If you don't have money, you don't have diddly squat. You don't have a say in life, let's just put it that way. And see, all these media outlets and... they only put things out there that is going to sell or make them money. Of course, the gas thing, shit. All you need is, like, say, ExxonMobil to shoot out, you know, a million to a station. And next thing you know, they're going to say whatever, you know, whatever that they were paid to say. You know, that's how it goes.
And yeah, they already tied in together, though. They already tied in together, though, man.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like you don't have no, like, hardcore media, like, real a reporter trying to get into the real story, because they'll end up dead or in a, you know, a forest, you know, mutilated
dead
by bears and shit like that.
Dead, either way, or in jail, because Eric is a reporter, and he got some facts for me for something, and he says, hey, I'm not giving up my sources. Okay, we'll sit your ass in jail till you decide to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
bullshit.
Yeah, that is
you
bullshit.
Know it.
Where's your freedom of press?
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the press a little bit. Hey, in Mississippi, you know, there's something going down in Mississippi, man, that you don't hear about it in the press. And this, you know, they got some hit and run deaths going on down there. You know, with white guys running over black guys and black folk and stuff. And you don't hear anything about it. They're not even reporting it to the FBI or nothing. You know, what's going on down there in Mississippi? Why do we, in the year 2013, why are we still going on with this? Huh? Why do we still have this? And, I mean, is a teenager, his friends say they knew the guy was black, and he told the police that he hit a deer, and everybody was happy with that. They didn't even bother to investigate. What's really happening? What's going on? Huh? What's going on?
Man. It's foolishness. I mean,
it's called
racism.
That's what it is.
Yeah, nothing is new under the sun. People assumed because, you know, we have a black president. We're in a post-racial era. Hey, when I got up the day after Obama was elected, I put my socks and shoes on the exact same way because nothing had changed. You know, so nothing actually changed because you have that, and we're talking about media right now. Media outlets are pushing this, the post-racial era, and we don't need affirmative action, and we don't need this, and everything's wonderful. When everybody knows it's a lie, this country is the biggest contradiction in the world.
I mean, come on now. It's like California have thousands of hate crimes, and the state of Mississippi had a record of none. Really? You know,
yeah.
I mean, they haven't reported any. Are you serious? We talking about Mississippi in the backwoods.
In the
they
South.
They just took slavery
South.
Off the books. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
With, there have been, what, three riots in California, in L.A.? Three riots?
Yeah.
And all three have been about what? Race.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about what period of time?
You're talking about the 60s. You're talking about King.
Right. You got Rodney King,
you know, and it's all been about race. And, you know, the only thing that you'll get as far as California is, oh, it's all surf, sand, and fun in Hollywood. You know, that's what you'll get about California, even though that's the farthest from the truth. You know, the line is drawn in the sand. People just don't want to talk about it. It's sitting there looking at a pink elephant.
People talk about it all the time. People talk about it.
Yeah, you, me, and us.
No. A lot of people do. A lot of people on BTR do.
Yeah, but they only talk about it just so they can have a subject to talk about. They're not serious about it. They're not, you know, gung-ho into the shit. They're just like, oh, today we're just going to talk about race. Okay, there's racism out there, and that's it. Everyone have a great day. Have a good day. Bye. You know, that's it. That's
well, you know, look, racism should have been obliterated or at least reduced significantly since the 60s. But look, you've got black politicians doing the same shit as white politicians. The black politicians, you know, you talk about white people not caring. Fucking black politicians don't give a fuck about you either.
I'll give it to you just like this. I said it on one of my friend's pages. Those bastards went to the same colleges as the white guys. They learned the system through the white guys. They go to Washington or wherever, and, hey, you're either going to get indoctrinated with us or you can be over there for the people, and you won't be here long. So what the fuck are you going to do?
That's true. But Benny in the chat room said if you talk about racism, people will accuse you of playing a race car or being a race monger. And that's true.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, let's stop having such thin skin now. I mean, hell, we can talk about fucking sodomites, but we can't talk about race. Get the fuck out of here.
Of course,
you know,
it's politically correctness now, as they say. That's what it is. We all got to be politically correct. Screw that. That's the problem. Maybe
exactly.
You know, maybe we need to just go on and put it out there like it is. You know,
right.
You know?
See, one thing.
Now, let me tell you something. Oh, go ahead, Lowe. I'm sorry.
One thing I love about my grandma, she don't have time to bullshit with you and tell you what you want to hear, regardless of whether you like it or not. I love that about her, you know. This way we can get past the bullshit. We can get straight to the meat and potatoes of the problems, you know.
So what is the problem?
Well, the first thing is you have to acknowledge, all people have to acknowledge it and to decide to try and correct it. Don't just say, oh, yeah, well, we have a problem, and the next thing you know, 10 or 15 minutes later, you want to deviate from that and talk about something else. Let's stick with what we have on our plate here, and let's eat that for a little while, see if we can digest
all right.
some of
it. So what's the problem? What's the cause? What's the solution? I doubt if people are going to like it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I'm not talking about white people. I mean, I was on, well, I wasn't on. There was a show yesterday. It was about white nationalism, which I have nothing against, as long as, you know, they're not for killing people. But the thing is, I went to one of their forums, and they were blaming black people. Now, I wanted to go back on the show. I think they only had a few minutes left. And I wanted to tell them they were as stupid as the black motherfuckers who keep blaming whitey. Because these fucking white motherfuckers are talking about how, you know, well, we got to clean up the race and, you know, and making allusions to how blacks, you know, probably taking jobs away. And I felt like saying, you know, you're a fucking schmuck. How are black people going to take your fucking jobs away? And it's like the black people are saying, well, you know, racism exists. Well, racism does exist in the fact that you're not going to get a fucking Christmas card from the average white motherfucker. White people do not like black people. Plain and simple. But
good point, Joe.
Wait a minute, Joe. You like black people, don't you?
No.
Oh, shit. What you doing on my show?
Oh, I thought they were going to talk about race today. So
go ahead.
He's here for the convo.
Okay,
Jones,
all right.
For the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
Can I throw something on that real quick?
See, white people hate black people because of what some other black person did to, you know, whatever made them scared of them. Seriously.
That's a good point.
That's not it.
And it's like, well, I'm sorry, Lo, I got to use you, okay? Sorry, just use you as an example.
Yeah, of course.
Okay? Say Lo, you know, stole my wallet. And then, he runs off. And then, you know, one of my girls said, oh, it was a black guy. And here comes, you know, Eric Jackson just walking down being a pimp and shit. And then I go and hit him thinking it was him.
Yeah.
See, that's how it happens. But what people need to realize, people are people. Whites could steal from you. Mexicans could steal from you. Asians, blacks, anyone could steal from you. It doesn't matter about race. Race is played out in my eyes. I thank God my parents never taught me racism. And now I know why they didn't. Because people are people. People are equals. That man, that black man could do the same thing that white man could do. And that white man could do the same thing that Mexican could do. It don't matter what. Like I've told you guys so many times, the only reason why this world is really divided is because of laziness. All these people are fucking lazy. There's jobs out there, but no, they want to sit on their ass and take an entitlement. And I'm talking about every fucking race. I see whites, I see blacks, I see Mexicans, I see Asians. Everyone's getting their free piece of pie.
You know what?
Well,
I said no too early. That's part of the reason. Here's the other, in my opinion, what I think might be the major reason. White people have an inferiority complex.
Right.
And they have to develop a superiority complex to compensate for it. That's human nature. Same as with anybody else. Now, I agree with Goof in that if, let's say, a black guy does something to him, he's going to remember the black guy more than if an Asian did it or if an Irish guy or an Italian guy did it because of the inferiority. So you guys don't know white people. White people don't have a fucking easy life out here. It's easier than you, but it's not easy. And they have this huge inferiority. You don't know how hard it is. If everybody's white and everybody's competing for the same fucking job, same fucking woman, it's not easy. All right?
Okay.
All right? But then when black people get in the mix, now they got a fucking reason to point fingers and say, this motherfucker, he did it, she did it, let's kill him. It's all bullshit. Even if the white people, I've seen films of the civil rights era. And there were white people getting all upset over nothing. Nothing happened to them. But they fucking picked up chairs and bottles and fucking wanted to kill black people because they felt, hey, I can do it. They're darker than me. They're inferior to me, even though they were cotton pickers themselves. Okay?
Good point.
White people have an inferiority complex. I'll repeat it because I've said this in other shows. Which has to be compensated for by a superiority complex. And the white privilege gives them that reason to have that fucking superiority complex.
Wow.
But if black people get an education in general, have good jobs, good fucking businesses, black people are going to turn around and say, you talking to me? You're fucking trying to say shit to me? I got more money than you. I got better academic credentials than you. I live in a better neighborhood than you. Go fuck yourself, whitey. Now that's when you're going to get in fucking trouble. White people are not going to stand for that shit.
Really? Okay, let me put this out there. Well, in that case, then how come the Republican Party, after their big CPAC this past week, decided that they need to go out and get more blacks and more minorities?
Huh? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because as a conservative, and I voted for good old Mitt Romney, because I know a businessman could change what's business of America and fix it. You know, he would have been that stepping stone that would start the wheels to turn. But no, they figured, hey, You can't give this guy just four years. You got to give him 4 more years to finish what he has to do. And all those idiots who voted for Brock because he was black, not because he was, some campaign organizer, and that's the only on-the-job training for being a president that he has. I mean, let's be honest here. That's the only reason why Brock got voted again. All these stupid idiots who got entitlements, that's a freebie. Like, hey, he's going to give us more. So there's your vote right there. And all those other, leftover hippies voting for equal peace, he's going to be, the black president and da-da-da-da, he's going to save us. There's more votes right there. Nobody's looking at what Mitt Romney did and how he changed, businesses and, some went up, some went down. But, hey, that's business. He's got almost my whole life under his belt in business. Nobody looked at that.
I was going to say, do you think it was one of those the worst of two evils? A lot of people felt it was like the worst of two evils?
Yeah, no, I went on a show here called the Jay Keane Network.
Yeah.
And they said the only reason why they're voting for Obama because he's the less of the evil.
But this ties into the stupidity of America, because they keep talking about, we've only got two choices. You always had more than fucking two choices. You could have voted in any independent you fucking wanted. But the thing is that the stupid people in America, blacks and whites and the Asians and the Latins, they keep thinking of the vote as some sort of popularity vote in which they gauge whether or not their vote is good, depending upon how other people think.
Oh, sorry.
So, you got to stop doing that shit. You got to vote for a person out of conscience, not whether or not he's going to win.
Right.
Because otherwise, it'll always be Democrats and Republicans, and they will never have, Romney would have never have made a change.
How much do you want to bet?
The Republicans and Democrats for the last 50 years have never deviated from each other's platforms. They're both the same platform.
No, but look,
you
got to realize something, Joe. He wasn't one of those Republicans.
What
they
mean?
Really were getting kickbacks. The man had money. He didn't need no kickbacks.
So did fucking Schwarzenegger. But what did he do to California besides sink it in a sinkhole?
No, but Schwarzenegger took kickbacks. He's a left.
But he said when he ran.
He's a has-been actor. He's not going to have his multi-million-dollar, money like
he
used to.
He had $25 million when he ran. The thing is that Romney invented Obamacare. How do you think Obamacare got invented? They took Romney's plan when he was governor of Massachusetts.
No, they took a portion of his plan. Read them.
They took almost all of that guy's plan. Obamacare was practically a clone of Romneycare. And Romney flipped. You know how many times Romney ran for president? I think this is either his third or his fourth time. And he's flip-flopped every fucking election. He wouldn't have been any different. Just like Bush wasn't any different. Just like the fucking Bush before him wasn't any different. Just like Carter wasn't any different. There is no difference between the Democrats and Republicans. And until people actually find that out.
So why we even go through all this?
No, but you know what the difference is? And then I'm going to tell you, this is how a lot of people vote Democrat, okay? They believe that, equal rights and all this stuff. And a lot of these dumb Democrats, they thought that, the slaves were freed by Democrats. No. It was a Republican who freed the slaves.
Well, but Goofy, a lot of people don't realize that the Democratic Party was actually the Republican Party back then.
Yeah, it was.
Up until 1945 or somewhere up in there. Yeah. So, and you know what? A lot of the things is my mama voted Democrat, my daddy voted, my great grandma voted Democrat, so we're going to stay Democrat. It just rolls like that.
People keep voting Democrats for the fucking goodies. They look for the government as a safety net. And that's why the Republicans aren't going to win any more elections, because they keep talking about personal responsibility, which means that people have to risk failure. And that's not here anymore. The fucking immigrants.
These freebie entitlement recipients, they don't want to go back to work. They want to sit on their ass. I mean, let's take me, for instance. If I was all fucking welfare, EBT card bullshit, sitting on my ass, that's free money. But I have pride. I don't fucking want that bullshit. I just sit back on my ass.
And you can't get a lot
straight.
Of women when you're on welfare, goof.
Well, yeah, I fuck a lot of women who are on welfare. Section 8 women happen to fed my dick.
He gets the cream of the crop.
He had to get that in there. He had to get that one in there. Go ahead,
but
goof.
No, let me just say this. Those fucking people don't want to get off their ass and go to work. The only reason why I would have to go to work is if, like, my money's starting to really, you know, deteriorate. Then I'll go back to work. But see, those people, you give them a job, they're like, oh, no, I'm okay, I'm, you know, I'm fine. But yet, fucking, you know, they're complaining, they're bitching, they're poor, but yet they got flat screens and iPads and all this other fucking gizmos and gadgets that they rather spend that money that they got from the government on that than, you know, food in the, on the table. They're all 99-cent eaters. And that's why they're all fat and shit. I've never seen a poor, you know, skinny person. I see poor fat people.
Wow.
Well, he's right. The poor people in this country, I mean, they did a survey, you know, something like 90% of the poor people outside of the homeless, they have plasma TVs, DVRs, TiVos. They, you know, there's hardly any really poor in this country.
It's called rent the home.
Just about. Yeah.
No, not even.
Lo, you remember how you used to do it? You go somewhere and you rent, you get the stuff to rent the home, then you piece this and take the furniture with you. Where you at, Lo? He must be busy. Yeah, so it's called rent down. A lot of people do it like that also. But I see y'all point, though. I really do. I see the point you're trying to make.
Sorry, Eric. I got to cut you off, man. let me go back to my Section 8 women. This is the first thing these broads, they'll get their check, they'll go buy a purse. And, if you know, as a conservative that I am, I want to, like, just chew the living shit out of these bitches in front of people. Because they would rather sacrifice themselves for, you know, something fancy than to, you know, maybe fix where they're at. You know, if you really want to be fancy, start with your place. But no, she wants to, you know, have a shower with mold all over her ceiling and all this other crap. You know what I mean? It just sickens me, man. I mean, fuck. The only reason why I'm in it just because so my noodle could get wet, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
But either way, I mean, I get some, very classy women, but some, they're too classy, you know, little preppy bitches. It's like, I don't know. This is why I'm not married, and this is why, because I have a complaint about every fucking thing. But let's get back on subject. I'm sorry. Fuck my life.
You know, it's like you live in part of it. So yeah,
he's getting flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean, you all up in the middle of it.
We're talking about politics. He's talking about sex.
Well, I mean, some say that goes hand in hand.
Well, if you're a politician, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody look, somebody's getting.
Hey,
somebody's getting fooled a long way. Yeah, so it's a roundabout way it goes there, huh?
Say it. Somebody's getting fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's called the taxpayer.
Oh, pretty much. Speaking of taxpayers, I'm glad you said that. We're going to move right along to the next one. Oklahoma, the great state of Oklahoma, is providing two inmates with cross-gender hormones.
What?
Yes.
What happened?
Oh,
the state
God,
of Oklahoma is
really...
providing two inmates with cross-gender hormone
shots.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yes. The State Corrections Department is providing cross-gender hormones to two inmates serving time in Oklahoma prison. Yes. And guess how they're paying for it, y'all? Tax dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you feel that's a proper thing?
Not on my dime.
But they're doing it.
I know. I'd like to see a copy of the lawsuit that was one that allowed that, because usually... I don't know how old these guys are, but usually if you want to become a transgender transitional person, you usually start when you're preteen, and you know, or if you're really, really young. Although there've been some people, one guy got an operation
in his 50s and 50s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's somebody in the MMA now. He was, you know, I think.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the guys was going through it before he got it. He was imprisoned. So.
Oh, you know. Okay. So yeah. That's how they won the lawsuit. Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and there's been federal judges.
Buy one, get
that,
one free or something? I mean, how did the other one get it?
He feels that he's, I guess, what'd they say, a woman's in a male body?
Yeah, a woman captured in a man's body.
Yeah, so, you know, it's causing him undue anxiety and depression, you know, being in prison and, you know, he's in the opposite sex. He wants to be the opposite sex. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit. So say, for instance, there's a guy in prison that's crying because he has a little dick. Are they going to give him a dick implant? Seriously, that's fucking bullshit.
He may be getting some of them implanted, but I'm sure he won't.
If he was going through the dick implant before he went to prison, who knows? I mean, that might win the goddamn case.
Was he?
I want my dick bigger.
Oh, Lord. Okay. But y'all crazy today.
I want my big dick.
Really, I mean, there have been some federal appeals courts that actually has upheld, you know, the use of taxpayer money to pay for these things. With all the stuff we're going through, why do our tax money have to pay for stuff like that? Why can't we pay for better education? Hell, they get better education while they're in there. So I'm not understanding this. Why is our tax dollars having to pay for that? I'm feeling, in Shasta's way, I'm feeling a certain kind of way about that.
Oh, Shasta's here?
No, Shasta's not here.
Oh, okay.
No. Shasta is not here. But it's just interesting.
I thank God that didn't happen in California, because I would be probably one of the assholes at the politician's desk cussing him out.
But you know what?
I used to do that maybe maybe 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. I would go to Sacramento and I would drive and you know, they have the state, it's open. You know, all you had to do is just, you know, walk in there and ask whose office is. But yeah, I would sit there and have conversations with them. You know, I'd be all thugged out, all gangsta out, just going in there and just, you know, whipping it up on them.
So why don't we do that more often now? What? Why did you stop?
Well, because there's no laws that I see that are pissing me off or anything like that. I mean, for real, like that. Back in the days, we had a Proposition 187. It was about something with illegals, and this is when I was back in that, the college group La Raza, you know, all about my race and da-da-da-da, but, you know, I was pissed off about it because I thought, you know, it was doing harm to our race, which it really wasn't, because California was trying to save some cash off the illegals. You know what I mean? But, you know, when you get in those, you know, race-only groups and, you know, your mind gets brainwashed. Well, anyways, I stepped out of that shit from the outside looking in. I looked at myself and I was so fucking stupid for even joining that junk. But, no, it's... like,
well, you don't want to take back Arizona and California?
Fuck
Hoover?
That shit. No. Well, you know what the thing is that all these people here that are, you know, say like for La Raza, you know, they're all so proud for the race. But, you know, the people who are, you know, the race in Mexico, they look at us like, you know, pieces of shit. So it's like, why do something for people who look at us like pieces of shit? You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck?
But see, here's the thing. The ones that they think are pieces of shit are the ones who's becoming the majority now. So, I mean,
there's a conspiracy theory that it's all that movement is being funded in order to really divide the country even more. That's why we have millions of immigrants. We have La Raza. We have poor education. We have taxing the rich so that people will leave the country. A lot of this stuff is probably meant to divide the country, to make it easier to conquer from within, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, that's what they're doing. And I'm going to tell you right now, maybe in 50 years, there's not going to be no race. You can't say there's a white man. Fuck, what's white? Identify what's white. Because I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of white men with a lot of different, you know, races. And, you know, the supposedly white race is going to probably be, you know, annihilated or something like that. They'll be wiped out.
You know what? It'd be blended. We'd be back to the Rainbow Coalition and all that good stuff. It'd be blended.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I was watching a couple of shows last evening on the television, and every show had an interracial couple on it. It's not. It's like you no longer see black couple here and a white couple there. It's always got to be interracial some kind of way, as in, you know, that is what we are now. Have you ever paid attention to that?
I do it every day. I wake up with an Asian woman or you know, sometimes a black woman. You know, it's like, you know, my dad always says, you know, how come you're not even, you know, aiming at your own race? And it's like, Dad, I don't have a race. You're Italian. My mom's Mexican. So what does that make me?
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like,
it makes you a pizza
always,
with a burrito on top.
No, I'm a pizza taco.
Lord. No. In the long run of things, when they say line up, you're gonna be in the line with me, Goofy. So it's okay.
Shit. Let's do it.
That's all that is.
I see a lot of interracial stuff. I mean, there's more going on now than it used to be. But it won't be between blacks and whites. It'll be between Asians and whites and Mexicans and whites. It won't be between that many blacks and whites. There's more black and white than used to be, probably.
Ain't no probably. Especially, and you know what? In the Southwest, you know, still down in the South, it's not that prominent. It's there, but it's not as bad as out in California, Arizona, Phoenix, you know, places like that. Or you will see around military bases. No, you see it a lot there.
Yeah, but you see the
military base.
You see the Mexicans and whites intermingling. You don't see a lot of black and white men intermingling.
Bullshit.
I mean, they're talking.
What are you talking about?
Take a look at the stats. You're not going to see, of the mixed marriages, blacks and whites are the least. Mexicans.
I know three people who are white, friends of mine, who have married black women.
That's good.
Those women, is their state of mind, they're not even black.
Yeah.
But if you take a look at the census reports,
What do you mean by that, Goofy?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you mentioned something, you know, of black, and, you know, they don't get it. You know what I mean? It's like,
hey,
got any grape soda? Or maybe, you know, he cut, you know, sliced me up some watermelon or, you know, something like that. You know, they're like, oh, we don't eat watermelon or, you know, something like that. And my white friends, they get it. But it's like them, they don't.
I'm not getting it. What are you saying?
That they don't have, like, you know, they're black, you know, there's, you know.
Joe, yeah. let me holler that for you, Goofy. Joe,
go ahead.
Those are the black chicks that disassociate themselves with damn near anything black. That they can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Am I right, Goofy?
Exactly. Exactly.
People that basically hate their own race. They hate the skin they're in.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about self-loathing black people who deny that they're black?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. My friend, he likes art. And you know that Good Times picture?
Uh-huh.
You know, at the end, there was a similarity of that picture, and, you know, he's white, and he liked it, and he wanted to buy it. But his wife said, no, that's too black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he always complains about it with me because it's like, what the hell did I marry? You know what I mean?
Well, shit. Well, next time you talk to him, you tell him that. He married a black chick that hates being who she is.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to somebody this past weekend, and there's a child that's 13, 14 years old, and she tells people she's white. Looking at her, you know she's cut with something. But her dad is black, and her mom was white, and her mom wound up marrying a white guy, and she tell people, hey, yeah, that's my dad right there, and her grandparents teaches her everything but who she truly is, you know, and they say that you are the race that your father is. Now, she classifies herself as being white. Yeah.
So are we having an identity crisis among blacks?
Absolutely.
There's always
been that amongst blacks. I'm Mexican. Well, I mean, I look more Mexican than I do Italian, but I mean, I don't have no Virgin Marys or, you know, like the typical Mexican.
You don't need
Mexican.
That fake ass bullshit, man. Fuck that. That's bullshit. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but. You know, it is.
We've
had
enough shows on BTR talking about light skin versus dark skin.
Right. And that what you said right there, Joe. When the first light skinned child came out and on the plantation and slave and the slave master said, "Hey, bring him up to the house. Bring him up in. We're gonna put clothes on him and dress him up and everything, and we're gonna make him feel special." That's when you had dark-skinned black people hating light-skinned and vice versa. Other than that, if everybody looked the exact same, hey, there's nothing more special about you than me.
There you go.
You know, yeah.
Good way to put it.
Even the more educated black people have a society that few people know about. And it's called I want to make sure I say this correctly, Brown Bag Society. And the thing is, if you are darker than a paper bag, brown paper bag, then I can't marry you.
Mm.
And this is real talk.
Mm.
That's the foolish-ass history that black people have been accustomed to bringing in themselves, you know.
Mm. Well, blacks and whites, they have the inferiority complex for sure, then. Mm.
That's true. And something that I you know what? I'm going to give a white guy's credit. I'm going to say it on the show because we talk about it all the time, not out loud, but, you know, amongst ourselves. If a white guy go out and get a sister, he going to get a showstopper. But 99.999% of the brothers that go and get a white woman, they getting the worst-looking, worst-built thing out there that they have.
Not if you're rich.
And I'm gonna tell you right now,
they
don't care when money's in the bag. Fuck, they'll hit that fucking. What was that?
Oh my goodness!
Shit. They'll hit that. I'm gonna be nice. They'll hit that until the money's gone. They'll shake the bank. Seriously.
So here's my question. So like somebody said in the chat room a minute ago, why can't we just get to we all human? You know, we all one. You know, we all people. So why do we have such a hard time with that?
We didn't make this world, and you know, Joe's not going to totally agree with me, but we didn't make this world, and there were rules put here when everything was made, and when the world was made, there were rules put here. You know. And so there's never going to be a full balance until, and I'll say this, until the true God that made this earth, this world, is worshipped. People worship everything except God nowadays. They worship money. They worship the job they have and everything in between. They'll go there for 15 to 20, an hour and a half or 2 hours and act a fool and run up and down the pews and pretend that they're having church, and as soon as they walk out of there, they're going to bat eyes at the woman that they're having sex with that everybody knows about. You know, they playing. And if I'm lying, strike me down right now. You know, until people actually get away from a lot of the foolishness, you will never have a world that's just, I won't say, well, I said for the lack of a better term, black and white.
Well, the world isn't going to change. And it's not just...
It's changing. It's changing. It's changing for the worse.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the way human nature is. Look, and I've told this in other shows, too. If we ever left the planet Earth, then the universe is in trouble because our DNA propels us to conquer, to dominate, and to kill. That is who we are as a species.
Hmm.
If we go to Mars, if we find out there are Martians there, they're not going to be on the same level as us. We, in some way, are going to find some excuse to colonize them, and to make them our servants. Same thing with any other planet out there. We're the Borg. That's who we are.
Mm-hmm. You
say it so perfect, Joe. And you you're telling the damn truth. Really. Say, for instance, we go to Jupiter.
There you go, Joe.
Okay, so Joe finally got the clap, huh?
He finally got the clap. Y'all heard that, right?
And I didn't even get it in the survey.
Right. Well, you got the clap, Joe, for the hospital. But listen, for real, you think, like, you know, some aliens in Jupiter are really going to want our intergalactic beings to combine when they find, you know, say, one of our... We have to explain to them why, you know, one of our people dumped their baby in a garbage bin, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, we have to explain why we're a couple of hours late because we had to slap our wife for not making our coffee right. You know, how are these intergalactic people going to really, you know, think of us? Seriously. I just hope nobody. Yeah, that's why I think they haven't came to our planet. They see how fucked up we are. You know what I mean?
If it happened to be, if it happened to be true, you know, that people have actually been quote unquote abducted and all this and that other stuff. They've been studying us for years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If it's true, they've been studying us for years, and they've looked at all this stuff that we do all the time. You know, and I'm pretty sure if I was on the outside looking in at the Earthlings, I would probably say that's a fucked up damn species right there, you know.
That would be like, you know, an alien going into a ghetto. They don't want to do it, you know what I mean? They're like, hell no. These people will turn their backs on us in an instant, take our spaceship and jack us and shit. Hell no.
Not really.
If they're very technologically advanced than we are, I have no qualms in believing that it's very possible that an alien race is looking down on us, and we're the petri dish of the universe. You know, we're the we're the experiment, and if
this
we
was
ever
a bad experiment too.
Yeah, and if we escape, if we can escape the planet to go, you know, to other planets, that's when they're going to clamp down on us and say, hey, "You're going nowhere."
I would agree with that.
Because they'd have to be stupid to let us loose.
For real.
And
I think they set us up in a perfect spot outside of the corridor, outside of everything. You know? Just set the seed over there. It's like throwing the plant in the corner. You know, we'll throw it in the corner and let's see if it grows. It grew. It didn't grow the way we wanted it to grow, so we'll just leave it and let it be.
I agree. I wouldn't be surprised at all if, you know, if aliens came in the next few years and said, you know, you're our throwaway seeds.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
No.
You're the bad garden. You're the rotten shit of the universe. You know. We just wanted to find out how shit would grow in this corner of the universe. That's all.
It would be the damn truth. I mean, you look at man as a species, as a being, and look at how he does fellow man, and look at how he's doing his land that he has to inhabit. Look at it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish this on any other people or any other species. You know, even animals can live in harmony. I mean, fuck, you can see out there a 10 wildebeest and another caribou or whatever the case may be. You know, you can see all that out there. And sooner or later, you'll find a lion or a tigress or something, you know, that's got to come up there and do their thing, too. That's us. I mean, everybody can be doing their own thing, minding their own business. We'll come there and we'll find some way to try to take over and kill and conquer.
That's exactly it. I mean, we're just like animals. Animals have territories. Don't we think of our wives, our girlfriends, don't the girls think of their boyfriends and husbands as their territory, their property?
No.
Let's
get into that a little bit more. Should you be thinking of your girlfriend, or boyfriend, wife, husband as your property?
She's my fucking property. Goddamn right.
That's your personal property, Joe?
She's my property. She'll do
damn,
it.
Joe.
She's supposed to do it.
Now we're going back to slavery, because I'll tell my bitch when I'm looking in the refrigerator, hey, get over here and suck my dick. You know, that's property.
I was only kidding, Lo. I mean, Goofy. You were serious.
Well, I didn't know. I thought this was serious. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. No,
but seriously, don't we think of them? But we don't want them to share their particular love, the same kind of love they have for us. You know, we don't mind if they associate and have friends, but we don't want them to share their particular love the same way that they do with us, with other people. That's our property.
Say, bro, let me help you to something real fast, right? Check this out. Now, I'm married, and June the 1st, we'll be married 11 years, right? So, if, just say, you know, my old lady was to decide that she want to go and shake some draws, what can I do about that?
You can kill her.
Oh, no, I can't do a fucking thing, because she was born with that pussy before I even knew who the hell she was.
Yeah.
So, there's a damn thing I can do about that, other than go my own way or lick my wounds and accept it, one of the two.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the outcome, but, I mean, she is there to commit herself to you like you committed yourself to her. Therefore, both of you are supposed to avoid temptation. That's why cheating hurts as much as it does.
Well, you'll never totally avoid a temptation, Joe. You can be the guy with the 15-inch dick let me finish.
Okay.
You can have a 15-inch dick and $50 million in the bank, and she can go on nice trips and shit every time you turn around. But there may be a guy out there on the side that he don't drive a new car, and it was just something that she liked about him.
Well, I'm not saying that there isn't such a thing as temptation. I'm not saying that a chick shouldn't have fantasies, even if she's married. But she has to avoid temptation, just like the man has to avoid the temptation so they don't get caught up in the trap.
Thank God. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
How are you going to avoid it if it's right there? I mean, I'm not saying that you got to succumb to it, but I'm saying how are you going to avoid it? If
you turn around and walk away.
Okay, well, let's say that you're in a meeting with a lady and she has open-toed shoes on, sandals on, and you're in a meeting with her, and you just have a foot fetish out this world, and she has those toenails just immaculate. And, Joe, the only thing you can think about is getting down there kissing those feet, you know, whatever else you might do in your sick, sadistic mind. But, hey, all you got to do is control yourself. You don't have to walk out the door.
Exactly. And then you wait for lunch, you go inside the lunchroom, and you jerk the fuck off. But you don't go. But you don't go.
Open the refrigerator door and hide behind it.
There you go.
And just
anybody want tofu?
Just
wow.
And anybody who goes yum yum, you know, oh shit.
Just fucking whack it.
But no, I never feel like, you know, I mean, of course, you would expect to have a commitment, yes, but I'm never going to say, you my problem, you my woman, you my only, what the fuck? No, hell no, because, you know, ultimately, we are all somewhat similar to children. The more you tell a child that they don't need this and they shouldn't have this or they shouldn't do this or you don't want this for them, that's where they'll be when you're looking for them. With that. No, hey, go out, have fun. Hey, I want you to have friends. I'm not your only fucking friend.
I agree with you on that. I'm just saying, let her have an independent life. You have an independent life, but
exactly. You're
supposed to be responsible enough and be in love enough to avoid temptation. If you find somebody, and I've had this discussion before, where people can actually fall in love with their colleagues at work if they have to work with them, because if they have to go to the same meetings, if they have to go on business trips, and if that particular person has those same qualities that the mate does, then I think it's kind of reasonable for the person to start to fall in love. But that person has to get away from temptation for the sake of the relationship.
I think either of those people should check the hole inside of them. That's what I think, because,
don't fuck people at your work, because it backfires drastically.
Well, you know what? Low and Goofy. That Goofy has a point. It does. I've never, you know, that's something I never really cared to do either.
I've had several times, and several have been so dramatic, drastic. I'm shit. I should have just jumped off a roof.
That's because you were ho. You was trying to square everybody off. Anyway.
As I was about to say,
when it comes to office relationships and stuff like that, it has been proven that they have what they call office marriages. And Lo, you can understand this better than I think about when we was in the military. How much time we actually spent with the people we work with every day compared to the people we call our, you know, family at home.
And
being human nature, there is a high chance, you know, that it actually, you know, you do form a relationship with people you work with. Now, whether you act on that or not is up to you. You know, I guess that goes back to what you're saying. You got to take the hole in your bag, you know, whether you want to act on it or not. You know, there was some situation where people used to call each other, this is my work husband or this is my work wife.
Yeah,
you know, and it wasn't a big thing then. But if you said now, nah, man, it's crazy. You know, people are killing each other over just this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you're right there, and I'm with Goof too, because I got involved in a semi office relationship. It didn't last that long, and in the end, it was all fucked up. The thing is, you shouldn't have. You know, years ago in the 50s and 60s, that's how you found your husband and your wife. It was over the water cooler. But now, I would recommend you stay the fuck away from whoever you think is cute. I mean, if you have to talk to her, talk to her. Do not compliment her. Don't do shit.
Or
it ends up badly. Plus, the law's on this side.
And if they
want to, they'll fuck you and the boss.
You know, that's what I was about to say. Laws are set up now to where you can't say anything complimentary to, you know, anybody in office.
Because
it depends on how that person to take it.
Exactly.
You know, one thing they can say, well, it offended me. The next thing you know, you end up seeing HR.
Actually,
you're giving, if you don't push too far, if you don't press the envelope too much, you're given one. That's it. Now, okay, let's say you say, hey, well, you look very nice today. And You tell a lady that, and she said, oh, well, thank you, I appreciate that. You think so? You know, that's one thing. But if she says, well, you know, thanks, but you know, that's kind of inappropriate, I feel. Now, that's your one right there.
But, Lo, what's so inappropriate about telling a woman you look nice today? What's inappropriate about that?
Well, to you and I, nothing, not a damn thing, because that's what we're supposed to do, you know. But to the common folk and to the bulldog out there that don't want to be told that she looks nice by a man, she has offense with that. You and I both know this.
She has it not because it's wrong or inappropriate. It's because she wants to take advantage of it. She wants to be complimented, but she also wants drama.
The bulldog don't want to be complimented.
Well, who wants to fucking compliment somebody like that anyway?
I know some guys that said, hey, man, if that bitch give me some of that pussy, I'm going to turn her back. So.
Well, I mean, that's a little crass.
Goofy, that's one of your lines, Goofy. Oh, Goofy must be rolling the blunt right now, shipping out some product. Okay. Anyway.
Sorry, Goof.
Well, yeah, man, I tell you.
This is bullshit like you're talking about, Eric and Lo. This is bullshit about the women. Well, that's inappropriate. It's not fucking inappropriate. Why can't anybody be told that they look nice? Now, if they take it further to try to get some pussy, that's different. But just because you're complimenting somebody doesn't mean that automatically the man's got his fucking hormones in a rage and he's going to try to fucking attack you. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
My point exactly.
Mm-hmm. I agree with what you're saying. I mean, it's only normal and natural for a man to say, because a lady doesn't get up, get dressed for work, and damn near kill everybody on the interstate trying to get to work, trying to put eyeliner on, all this and that shit just because oh, she wants to look nice. Of course, she wants someone to half-ass notice her and you know, give her some sense of fulfillment as far as her looks are concerned.
Yeah, and now, it's all a plot anyway to separate people, like we were talking about before. And I'm serious.
Sure.
Do you know that the government is actually making kids in school not sit next to one another for fear that they might develop friendships? You can look this up on the internet. What's it called? It's on the New York Times.
I'm back.
Something about being friends. No way. Some shit like that. Two
really?
Different articles about how they're actually trying in camp and in school to keep kids from having best friends. They just want people to be part of the collective, and they're doing this at an early age so that people can grow up with this 1984 mentality.
Of course. Of course. And it's crazy that you mention that, because the more you look at how society has changed, and I was told this, I don't know if it's true or not, but they were trying to make a fucking transsexual doll, you know. These people are trying their best to freak your children out early in life, way early in life, so that when they get to be, you know, older adults, they really won't have any sense of understanding as far as what's right, what's wrong. You know, hell, if you don't know what a fucking man is and you 20-something, 30-something years old, then shit, your mama, they should have been hunting or fishing or something when they was fucking. You know.
Yeah.
I call it what it is. Yeah, you 30 years old and you don't understand your role in life as a man? Fuck out of here. For a woman, you have a child and you don't understand how you are supposed to take care of this child? Get the fuck out of here. And they dumbing the American children down every day. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kids could go to school year round if you ask me. I mean, hell, how the hell are we going to keep up with the Chinese children if, you know, we don't go to school as many hours, we have all these bullshit classes that we really don't need, and we're not taught to excel and go far and beyond our potential. You know, we're just taught, hey, good enough is okay, or it's not your fault because it's something wrong with you. Get the fuck out of here. Let's put you on some medicine.
Well, it's not meant to make America great anymore. It's meant to make America a subservient country. It's absolutely the changing of the guard.
Absolutely. You're damn right about that.
Subservient to who, though?
China.
The rest of the world.
Yeah. China's storming gold. The rumor is that they're going to try to make their currency the world's reserve currency by having it backed up by gold. They've bought, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of tons already. People are dependent upon China for their imports, just like we are. We buy everything. Everything is from China. Nothing from a pillowcase to a toothbrush to a car isn't from China.
Yeah, and we don't export a damn thing.
That is true. Even, you know what was so funny? Even the Olympic uniforms had made in China on it.
Yeah.
Isn't
that
crazy?
Yeah, that was
United
a big
States
thing
flags
like that.
Are made in China.
Man.
Made in China, and then we're going overseas to China. The headquarters, not just the factories. Headquarters. There are some of the Fortune 500 who have moved their headquarters to China, and that's a big mistake in my opinion. I think like in 10, 15 years, China's just going to nationalize, other countries' properties and just claim it as their own. China's the new guard, and then if we don't destroy ourselves, then China will be replaced by, who knows, the United States might rise up again. Who knows?
The United States will never rise up again.
How are you going to raise up? Well, I don't know, because you got to admit, though, you know, we may have our problems, but when shit hit the fan, we do kind of come a little bit together.
Why does this shit have to hit the fan in order for us to come together?
That was my next point, Goofy. That was my next point I was going to ask. Why do
I hate
that?
I hate that. I really seriously hate that. That's like bandwagoners. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, oh yay, you know, we're going to root for the team,
look,
even though they've been losers for 12 years. You know what I mean? It's like.
We won't come together. We'll have multiculturalism. We have people
who
now, the whole thing about divide and conquer, nobody's loyal to one another the way they used to be back in the 50s. You used to have the nuclear family. You used to know
right.
who you were, where you were going. You don't know that anymore. You have a lot of single women families. People aren't going to have, there's no national, or very little nationalism. In the next 10 to 15 years, with more immigrants coming in, there will be very little nationalism. And then look what they did to Russia. Russia, they divided up into separate pieces. They can do the same thing. The talk has already been for years about separating the United States into either 3 or 5 different regions. So if they do that, we won't have a United States. We'll be just like Russia.
It's either 7 or 12. It's 7 or 12, I think. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's either 7 or 12. Yeah.
Then the whole thing is just to divide us up. Just like, cause take a look at us. We are a very lucky nation. We have 48 states who are under one union. If we didn't have that one union that everybody was under, there would be no difference between us and South America.
Wait a minute. 48?
We have 48 contiguous states on the continent of North America.
Okay.
Then we have Alaska.
North America.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
We have Alaska and then Hawaii, off continent.
Yeah. Okay.
We have 48 mm-hmm. contiguous states, meaning they all touch one another.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone agrees.
No.
Everyone agrees
on
what?
No, but I'm saying they agree to you know, the United. You know,
But if we didn't have that, we would be the same as Bolivia, Chile, Ecuador, Uruguay, all of them. We would be nothing but another fucking South America with 50 different countries.
Well, I mean, if you look at it now, everyone doesn't agree because I know I wasn't the only one that read the article online. What's the guy's name? He used to be on Fox, the one with the glasses and the blonde hair.
Back.
Yeah. What's the name? He actually wanted to. Separate from the United States. I think he wanted a piece of Texas or something to start his own little thing. What's that?
Well, Glenn Beck.
You would be surprised how many people actually wanted this to happen, though.
I thought about it too, and I said, you know what, it might be nice. But then I started thinking about it more, and then what happens if Texas succeeds? Or any of the fucking states. Now, you have one state like Oklahoma or, let's say, Utah, or any state in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it succeeds from the Union and it's the only state that's succeeding from the Union, it's going to be considered foreign territory. Where are
exactly.
those citizens of that state? How are they going to travel without being arrested?
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to move prior to that happening.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I've heard people wanting to move out of you. My dad. But Dad wants to go somewhere, Argentina, you know,
I don't
somewhere
blame
out
him.
There.
That's not
you
a
know?
Bad idea. It's not a bad. You say you. I'm gonna tell you something. You say you read that Bible. You should think about it too. I'll leave that at that.
So what? I'm gonna be a captain and go down with my ship. I was born
okay,
in San
well,
Jose.
You know.
I'm gonna die
okay.
in San Jose, and that's how
okay.
it's gonna be.
Okay. Well, hey, that's fine. Hey,
well, just remember
else?
Chris Dorner.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what?
I'll tell you right now, I won't kill myself. I'd rather smoke myself and burn with my blood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but leave your host to me, all right, Goof?
And that will be in my will. Goofy
okay.
Bald's host automatically have to go to Joe.
That's it.
No,
send him FedEx.
I haven't put it in a will yet, but I have already told the people that needed to know I don't want to die in this country. And if I do die in this country, I do not want to be buried in this land.
Hmm.
Really?
Really. That's really.
Well, where do you want to be buried at?
Hey, anywhere but here.
Anywhere but here.
Anywhere but here. I know exactly how this country was formed and shaped, so. I don't want to be buried here in this fuck. This is a land of blood, guts, and no glory.
Well, it is, but I'll tell you another thing. That's the history of just about every nation on the planet, too.
Yeah, just about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. But this place just happens to be the worst in my eyes because, I mean, damn.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, let me ask you a question. With that way of thinking,
You don't think people would consider you un-American?
Man, patriotic. I don't care what I'm a motherfucking veteran. Fuck what they think. And if they never went anywhere and busted and let that thing clap, they can't tell me shit on that.
Hey, Lo, thank you for your service. Thank you, Lo.
You're welcome. Who cares what they think?
He drove
get it
a
right,
truck.
Get it right. Get it
Lo
right.
Drove
say
a
what?
Truck.
Whoa.
Okay.
We didn't just drive a truck. Okay,
they
let's
got
get
shot
that out
at,
there.
But they drove a truck.
No, we just didn't drive a truck.
Okay. Oh, I wish you were with me, Joe.
No, I don't. I like that because I drove a desk. Okay. I was
Joe,
in an air-conditioned office.
You got to think about it. Joe up there in Montana, man.
He was in the Air Force. I had a suite.
He was in the Air Force. Don't
right.
count.
I was in the Air Force. I was not going to be out there shooting fucking bullets.
Nothing wrong with that.
All seriousness, I do thank those who are out there in the front lines for their for their duty, for their service, for their dedication, because they did a hell of a lot more than I did.
But I would not
change it. I believe they ask me now.
Okay.
Where would you go out there, Josh? Fuck that bullshit. Give me my desk job back. You must be fucking kidding.
Well, see, that's why they don't give you a choice.
A lot of it has to do, some people think that, he's going to stay in 20-plus years because he's dedicated. No, man, he's gotten content with the situation he's in. Hey, you're going to get paid. Every now and then you may have to go to the field. You're going to have to, quote-unquote, play war. So, hey, why not? I know I'm going to get paid. I know my check's going to be there regardless. And if I don't fuck up, I won't get fired.
Yeah, go my. Uh-oh, you finna get on my soapbox. I hear it coming. Keep going. You finna get on my soapbox. I'm finna go. Keep going.
Yeah. If I don't fuck up, I won't get fired. If I live in the barracks or whatever, I'm going to get 3 hots in a cot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get your education on.
No, I
was thinking about doing the bootstrap thing, but then I said no, because then I'd have to go to it was easy, but I mean, it was still 9 to 5, and then you have to take like 15 credits for college and shit. I said no, I couldn't hack it, so I had to wait till I got out and used the GI Bill to get my education.
Well, that's right. I forgot you was in there 1930, so yeah, they weren't doing that yet.
Yeah, I was one of the good early ones. That's me. Yeah, me and fucking Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's who it was.
Come on. Man, now I think of Joe. I thought of him a very classy guy. Now I think of him some old cracker.
I know. That's what Aaron does to me. He puts me right back there in the fucking Depression era. Good.
Okay. Man, yeah. Hey, Goofy, don't call the man a cracker. Glory. It's glorious. In all actuality, that's a glorious term to be called, because the cracker was the man that beat everybody's ass with the whip.
Well, that's nothing glorious about that shit.
It was glorious back then.
Simon Legree and all. Because I've seen it. Have you ever gone to Wikipedia? You got to look up slavery.
Oh,
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You know what? A movie that I want to see, and I don't know if you just said it a second ago, is called Soylent Green.
Oh, yeah. That's with Edward G. Robinson, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You know, this is when, like, you're supposed to have the nuclear blast and...
No. It's like an economic... It's an apocalypse.
That's right.
What's the name of it?
It's the economic collapse. Soylent Green, yeah.
Soylent Green. It's the economic collapse, and what you actually have is the well-to-do haves are living on one side and the have-nots on the other side, and the haves are eating all the good foods and everything, and the have-nots are actually, if they want to be euthanized, as they put it, because I'm just trying to remember what I read, then they would go and the person that would euthanize them would take them and take them back to a memory
they once had.
Uh-huh. And when they, they're going to inject them with something, and when that person dies, they'll have that memory when they die. They would take the body.
Yeah,
down.
It was. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a really nice set. Yeah, but at the end, the whole thing was is that because of overpopulation as well, people.
And what is that in the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they turned people, and they didn't know this until the very end. They turned people into Soylent Green, into edible
mm-hmm.
material. They people
so
ate each other, and they didn't know.
Soil and Green.
Soylent.
Soylent.
Soylent to Green.
Soylent Green. Yeah.
Oh, Soylent.
You know what? That sounds like some
look it up
that
in the IMDb, the International Movie Database. IMDb.
Yeah, well, but what is it? Was it like an old movie, like in
the
70s?
Yeah.
Okay, I found it right here.
Look it up on YouTube. They got it on YouTube.
The movie?
Okay.
Yeah, they got the probably. They got all the fucking movies on YouTube.
I'm going to have to check that out. Hey, let's all go and watch it tonight, and we talk about it tomorrow.
Listen. I have been seeing my 6 month old grandson.
What the hell?
And, Eric.
Huh?
I'm just on my way back. I went to see my 6 month old grandson and my daughter and everybody else, and I don't think I'll be able to watch it tonight. Because
okay,
I understand.
we'll get to it. I understand.
Well, I'll put a link in the chat room if you guys want to watch it.
Yeah,
I see. Already,
he got it already. Goofy on it.
He's on the spot, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't got Chewbacca with him, but he's still on it.
No, Chewbacca got a hangover. I'm telling you, I was partying all night last night.
Oh, Lord.
There was a pretty big name actor that was in that movie, too, right?
Charlton Heston.
That was Charlton Heston, and he was a cop on there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I got to watch.
And in order to make money, the good-looking chicks rented themselves out as chairs so that they could actually have a place to stay and be warm. And then the people who rented them out as chairs would fuck them as part of being part of the furniture.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way it was. The economic collapse, overpopulation. The cops, it was, you know, like Lo was talking about, it was the haves versus the have-nots.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't have like even raw. They didn't even have meat, because everything I think was artificial. And if you had meat, if you had like an old bear which was like 40 years old, that would be like a treasure.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
Everything was black market. It was a fucked up society. Yeah.
And it's kind of like how things are now. I mean, you have the haves on one side. The cops who ain't shit, just like we ain't shit on the up in the middle, and we
right.
on top. So you know, it's kind of in a sort of way just like it is now. You know,
uh-huh.
I mean, let's say that you know everybody wanted to find out what happened to Lo. You had Lo get locked up, and everybody in town liked Lo. And once he got locked up, because he was trying to fight for something that was wrong. He wound up dying when he was in the police care. Now, you have the cops who don't have anything, just like Lo is a have-not, right there in the middle protecting the haves, because Lo is like, hey, what about us? What about us? And you have the cops who are right there protecting the haves and saying, well, I'm just doing my duty, whether it's right or wrong. And Lo winds up being a martyr. Now, where should the cops that say, hey, you know what? I understand where Lo is coming from. Fuck this. I'll wind up on the other side of this eventually. So what about us, everybody? You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you brought that up, Lo, because as a ray of hope, there are the Oath Keepers. There are something like 200 sheriffs, I think, who've signed an oath. There have been over 1,000 special forces, like Navy SEALs, Green Berets, which have signed the same kind of document, who have pledged to uphold the Constitution. So, I mean, there is a ray of hope.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem with that either.
No, I sure don't.
I don't. You know, hell, first thing, you know, I don't even like the thing that they're running now. Well, you know, we need to have people get checked for mental defects or whatever if they want to own a weapon. Get the fuck out of here. I don't give a damn when it was or who it was. 50, 60, 80, 200 years ago, if you had a weapon, you had a weapon, period. There was no, well, we need to check them out, and we need to do this, we need to run all these tests or whatever. Didn't they just say that a doctor and she's supposed to be one of the smart people. She killed her. She drowned her own child because she said his dick was too little.
I would love to have my mom do that to me.
I remember that. You know, that's crazy.
If I had to grow up with a little dick, fuck, mom, kill me. Shit.
Well, Goofy, if you were like a toddler, like that child was that she drowned, then you were going to have a little dick, so, you know.
Yeah.
You said you're white and Mexican?
No, yeah, I said Mexican and Italian.
Okay, so you're white.
Italian, white.
Unless you're from, like, Sicily or whatever, where a lot of black people went down there and tore that thing up down in there, then, hey, let's call it what it is. Anyway, if you are white and Italian and Mexican, then because you are partially a brother with your Spanish part, you have maybe a 25 to 37% chance of, you know, being able to carry some good weight. Other than that,
Trust me, my name would be plain old Goofy if I didn't have the balls.
You might be pissing on your balls.
But man, what the hell are y'all talking about?
That's what y'all talking about, man.
Y'all went out there now.
People need to stop listening to these people. I mean, when you get some person to come on and say, well, we need to find out if they have mental defects and we need to find out this before we allow them to have a weapon. We need to do all these things, run all these tests, and give all these evaluations. Now, who's going to evaluate the evaluator?
There you go.
You know, the more weapons you take out of our hands, the less we are able to protect ourselves. You know, and the worst thing can happen is for me to agree with the people that don't want me to have something.
You know what? They keep asking the question, too. Why would you want these AR-15s? You know, nobody yet, at least I haven't put it on TV yet, I haven't heard somebody say, in order to protect me from the fucking cops who's got the AK-47.
Right.
That, to me, would be the answer that I would want to give. And another common sense answer is, and nobody's ever given me an answer which is different, okay, which has been in opposition to my question, is that if you have a neighborhood in which everybody has a gun and you've got a neighborhood in which nobody has a gun, what neighborhood do you think the fucking home invaders and burglars and fucked up people on crack are going to go to?
They're going to go to the ones with the gun.
Without the gun.
I go to the ones with the guns. They had to get me some free guns. Hell, I know what I'm talking about. What y'all talking about?
Yeah, get shot and see if he comes back. Come on, man.
He just playing the devil's advocate right now, but I know exactly what you're saying, Joe.
He's just trying to be against Joe, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever I say, Eric's against. Yeah.
No.
You dead on, though, Joe. You have a good point, man. You have a damn good point.
I mean, look. If you're a fucking career criminal, man, you know that neighborhood A has got a row of 10, 20, 30 houses in the community, and they all have guns, and they got neighborhood B. You're gonna go and fucking try to stick up neighborhood A if they've got shotguns, if they got AR-15s, and the other ones don't.
Big ass Mexican with like 12 guns in the house.
Please.
If I can do like Steven Seagal and beat you all up, heck yeah.
You know what you should have said?
If I was Keanu Reeves and I could dodge bullets, you know,
like you'd have been better off. I remember watching that last night. they had a show with Steven Seagal on it. He's some type of cop or some shit, like a reality show.
The thing about it,
he only comes out when those are like the you know, the nonviolent crimes and shit like that. I mean, you know, if they got, you know, Lil Ray Ray or John John that's known to cap that thing off, he ain't coming out there for that.
Of course not.
Absolutely. Yeah. But if you're a tough motherfucker, it don't matter. You know,
I'll tell you one thing,
you don't have the movie special effects, though. Them bullets hurt
for real. You're right about that. They're not just going to stand there while he do his slow-ass kick, you know, and go on with it. That's not going to happen.
No, not at all.
I think, well, Seagal now is like 100 pounds overweight, but when he was...
Yeah, he's a fat motherfucker now.
Yeah, when he was in his fighting days, he's a bad motherfucker.
Of course, in the ring he was a bad motherfucker, but on TV he was a terrible actor, you know.
Oh, he wasn't a good actor, but he had his own screen presence. His movies made money.
Yeah, they did, because it was the 80s, and we thought it was great, but, you know, now...
His later movies are like, you know, he's like, please. He's like, you know, him and Jean-Claude Van Damme almost got into a fight over at Sylvester Stallone's house about 2007, around that time.
Imagine that.
And
two old motherfuckers. That would have been a slow-ass fight.
I would have loved to have seen the fucking YouTube video of that fight.
I'm going to show that shit.
So you wouldn't even have to put it in slow motion.
You would have taken them at least 5 minutes to land a punch.
That would have been a slow-ass fight. All them fatties, Seagal is, all the dope that... Van Damme was on, and that just got him all dried out. Shit, man, that would have been a terrible fight.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing, that boy had the fastest roundhouse kick I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Oh, man.
Kick was, I mean, it wasn't special effects either. That motherfucking kick was.
No, you know
dynamite.
Who had the fastest one, though? That boy Bruce Lee. Now, that boy had a fast
kick. He was fast, yeah. He was
yeah.
fast.
Well,
yeah.
I see, like your boy said on Coming to America. Now, see, that was a bad motherfucker right now.
Who was that?
Bruce Lee.
Oh, Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee?
Yeah, Bruce Lee was
a bad motherfucker. Yeah. Hands mm-hmm. down.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I got something out in the chat room I think that you can respond to. They said, the rest of, what did they say? Having 8% of guns is nothing to be proud of. The rest of the world don't need that many. And I said, but that is what America was built on. They said, yes, built, but no need for them anymore.
Really?
They said guns kill so many in one place can only lead to one thing. And Baba Benny said,
guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Well, I'll tell you what. That guy that's doing it, let him live in a neighborhood and then put up a sign, gun-free zone, and see how fucking long he lives.
Right. Wait for the cops to come. Yeah.
Uh-oh, here comes the response. Can you say the same about nuclear weapons?
About what?
Who's saying all this stuff?
Guess
the nuclear weapons
what? In the chat room.
If we didn't have nuclear weapons, and Russia and China didn't have nuclear weapons, I'll guarantee you, fucking America would have invaded China and Russia a long time ago.
You know
yeah,
what?
Right. Hell yeah. They saw Hiroshima, and they're like, fuck that.
As a matter of fact, we invaded China back around 1910. The Boers, I don't know, that was England. But we invaded China, I don't know about Russia, but we invaded China around the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a break. I want to say hello, Ebony. I see you out there.
Ebony, call in, baby, because I got something nice to say to her, actually.
Okay.
I might as well say it here if she doesn't want to call in. She had a show on
yes,
this morning, all right? It was a breakfast show. And I was up, so I went to attend the show.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't pick up the phone, so I said, okay, fine, I'm going to leave. Then I take a look at the chat room. The fucking people in that chat room were fucking, they had to be from the Ku Klux Klan. They were dropping the N-word and everything. And so I wanted to say to Ebony, I empathize with what, if you saw the chat room, I empathize with what you were going through this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she left. She probably be back. She may have dropped.
No, okay.
I don't think she got a show. What today is Monday? No, I don't think she has a show today. Yeah.
Just go to show you.
You know, I don't know what that is, man, because I think that happens to everybody. You know, I don't know what they just put in a cold or something, and next thing you know, they just bombard a show.
It's a bunch of college kids.
Yeah,
these
people are stupid. I mean, they call me a nigger, and it's like, well, I'm a Mexican. It doesn't offend me. You know what I mean? It's like,
but in that world you are.
Call me a wetback or something. You know what I mean?
In that world you are.
Yeah,
well,
in that world you are.
The worst thing you can do is you can put fuel on that fire by letting that motherfucker know he pissed you off. Now, yeah. I have had the privilege of not being called that because I ain't going to argue with you, and I'm not going to walk around huffing and puffing. I'm going to pick some up, knock you on your ass with it. And so that's a good thing. But the thing about it is you don't have – I mean, don't let – you fucking nigger, fuck you, fucking cracker, fuck you, wetback son of a bitch. Don't let some people take you out of your box, man. Is that the best you can do in 2013, motherfucker? Is that the best you can do in 2013? Motherfucker, please. Motherfucker, come eat the money. Fuck you.
All right, calm down. Let's move on. We're going to bring Ebony in. She made it back.
I feel offended by his words.
Well, get over, smoke a joint. You'll be all right.
What an apology.
Hey, what's going on?
I hope he's going to clean up his language when I'm online. Okay.
Ebony.
Okay.
Are you there?
I just called because you said you're going to say something nice. Have you got to say that's nice?
I said something nice. You didn't hear me?
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, you didn't hear me? Oh, all right. No, I said I went to your show this morning. You had the breakfast show?
Oh, yeah, Rise and Shine, yeah.
Yeah, and I called in, but you didn't pick up. So I said, okay, she's not picking up. And so I was about to leave. Then I saw the chat room, and I saw a bunch of people in there. Like I said, Muslim from the Ku Klux Klan. And, you know, so I said, oh, my God. You know, and you acted as though there was nobody in the chat room. So I'm saying, well, she's pretty cool and calm. So I wanted to let you know that I empathize with what you were going through with the fucking idiots in there. They were over the top, you know.
Well, they were angry because I wouldn't let them in.
No, okay. But now I understand why you didn't let me in.
No. I saw you. I was trying to get rid. Then
your phone is an Obama phone.
Yeah,
you're patriot bragging.
I did ask a guy one time on Facebook, as a matter of fact. I said, hey, you know, I'm not very good with this typewriter Rambo stuff, so you can meet me anywhere. I'm not real good with this, so, hey, if you feel that strongly about it, you can come see me. Or, hey, I have a very flexible schedule, so we can see each other anywhere.
And what do you say?
Shit, the bitch didn't want to do nothing. Man, fuck all that talking. I'm beyond that.
They never want to do nothing.
No.
See, that's why people with hood mentality shouldn't get on this thing. Because sometimes I get off the phone and I'm there punching. I want to kick somebody's head in, or I'll take my aggressions out on my woman who comes over at night.
I love the drive by. If I'm on a show and 90% of the fucking shows in BTR are black anyway. So I'm on the fucking show, and then they get the drive-bys coming in, and then he says, I mean, you really blow your father with that mouth? What's wrong with you?
You know what? Wait a minute, Joe. Let's go back to what you just said. 90% on the shows on Blog Talk is black anyway, right?
Right.
So why are we solving anything then?
We're not solving anything. Nobody's solving anything in America. Name me a show
I'm just trying to figure it out. At least we come to some kind of collusions.
We come to conclusions, but there's never any. You know what the fucking beats are? Like, I was on the Libertarian show last night, right? He's a Libertarian, I'm a Libertarian.
Uh-huh.
It's like black people, Libertarians, share the one same thing. Fucking gas baggers. Have you ever been to a fucking Libertarian meeting? Talk. Don't do shit.
Mm.
Same thing with the black shows on TV. Well, on BTR. Same thing with the white shows. There's never been a fucking solution that I know of. I mean, a lot of people come to good conclusions, and they, you know, the solutions would work. But nobody's ever implemented a fucking solution. That's why I like Ebony's show, because she is showing, well, she hasn't shown the people I wanted yet, but she'll get business people eventually, I'm sure, who will fucking tell people how I went from, if not poverty, from humble beginnings to becoming a business person and how you can do it too. That would be a solution. That would give people an idea of, well, you know what? This motherfucker came from a neighborhood like my neighborhood. If he can do it, I can do it. But you know what? Nobody wants to fucking listen. Everybody's so fucking entrenched in their own goddamn shit, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Dang. Okay.
That's the way I feel about it. I mean, look, I get tired of the blacky-whitey thing, because the fucking whitey, they're blaming black people for taking away the jobs. Well, if the fucking black people took away your motherfucking jobs to begin with, you didn't have a fucking job. And if black people are blaming fucking white people, you know, for slavery and for white privilege, which is true, but you gotta fucking realize, Jesus Christ, you can't keep saying, whitey kept me down, whitey kept me down, and that's the reason why I'm still here. No. You got to fucking try harder. It's fucking not fair. It is, blacks are illegitimate stepchildren in their own fucking country. And I get it. But you got to try harder, because if you don't, the fucking whitey is not going to help you.
No, it's like everyone accepts a handout. It's like, I deserve this. Give it to me.
I don't understand how people can live on fucking
whatever
food stamps anyway.
The people earning, you know, go out there, work your ass off, or do something in order to get yourself on top.
And I guarantee you, if fucking blacks left America and went to France or Germany, they would do a hell of a lot fucking better over there, because then they would have the immigrant mentality. They would say, nobody's giving me shit. I got to work for it. Now, I'll bet you fucking black people in Germany, American transplanted American blacks in Germany or England or France would do a hell of a lot better than over here.
Uh-huh.
Because they have
to
survive.
You know what, though? I agree with you. We can touch on that a little bit tomorrow's show. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Okay, Ebony, your mic is open again.
Hi. I hope that's better. Is that better?
Yeah,
I'm actually on my laptop now. I wanted to say, Joe, that really is the plan for my shows I'm doing on Saturdays. The Inspirational Hour is about bringing people who have done exactly what you were talking about, come from zero to something more successful. So they're not like, you know, people who are millionaires yet, but they're people who are definitely on the road to that. So.
Oh, I know. I mean, you had speakers. Yeah. You have people who are who have made, like, the luncheon person today was talking about nutrition. You had the speaker on. You had another person. I'm just saying my own personal taste would be to listen to a businessman who's actually making, you know, who actually making money at a business.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
they're coming. I've got one Saturday. Yeah. Listen out for Josiah. He's a very shrewd, Ghanaian businessman. He's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And the reason why I'm doing those shows is really because you're right, that we need to see more people who are actually doing something to change the world,
yeah,
as opposed to just talking about it. So that was my plan with doing those, changing it and having those shows. Because, yeah, it's great talking about relationships and stuff, but, yeah, we want to see some people actually role modeling out there and doing something that we can all follow. Those of us who haven't got there yet can at least be inspired to do something a bit different. So that's the idea behind the show.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
And that way when I go on a show, I can say, you can go over to this show, you go over to Ebony's show, and stop your fucking whining. Jesus. Fuck Jesus. And again, I'm not saying white privilege does not exist, that white people, like I talked about at the beginning of the show, white people do not like black people. The thing is that black people just accept it. And that's not right.
No. No, it's not.
Question
them
on. Do what I do. A lot of white people used to hate me, so I used to go up to them and go, why do you hate me?
What do they say?
And they're treading water. They don't know what the fuck to say. Like, well, my dad, you know, got beat up by you people and da 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 da. So why do you hate me for that? You know?
Anyway,
these people, they're taught. Like I said, racism is taught.
It's like anybody in the fucking schoolyard.
I agree with that.
They just need white black people. You know what? It isn't any different in South Africa today either. I saw a fucking video of black people dragging black people behind a truck. The fucking black cops in, I forget what part of South Africa, dragging some black protester behind a truck and shit. It's not any different. People are people. Like I said, we escaped this fucking planet. I fucking pity Mars or Venus or whoever's, you know, got their shit. Because, look out, Earth is coming. Just the boy.
Well, if they have a light beam that'll freeze your ass where you're standing at, then fuck Earth. Earth will not be coming. Earth will be sitting still.
If the aliens are smart, they won't let us.
I'm thinking that, you know, their technology, and if they weren't smart, and the shit that supposedly happened out in New Mexico, it actually happened if they weren't smart, then why would they hide something like this for so long, you know? If they are that much more technologically advanced than we are, then we'll never know if this shit is true or not, you know? You have people that went there and worked in Roswell and came out, and some of them said, hey, I can't hold this shit anymore. I got to tell somebody. You know,
but look at how much
technology has came from that particular day to now.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, that's what I've heard, but I don't see any proof of that. I mean, I've heard
the
same.
Well, look it up. Wikipedia is always the open.
I heard the
Google's
microchip
friend,
came
Joe.
from Roswell.
Google's your friend.
But I'm like glowing away. I mean, if these aliens have been around here since Roswell, right, ostensibly since around 1951, and if they're that technologically advanced, then how come we're still in the same bullshit we're in today? How come they haven't conquered us yet?
It's
if
just
they're that
like
advanced.
Someone hasn't came up with it.
Someone hasn't come up with what?
The idea, it's there. You just got to come up with it.
No, I'm
just
talking
like
about how I'm talking about how come the aliens
technology. No, I'm saying the technology is there. We just got to come up with it.
Oh, that's what we do. We got to come up with it.
I'm not talking about reverse engineering some crash plane or saucer that supposedly went down in Roswell. I'm talking about if the aliens do exist, and if they're that technologically advanced, how come they haven't conquered us so far?
Oh, well, no.
Look, that would be that easy. I mean, what I'm saying is like it. Like it wouldn't be that easy. And who says? I mean, who say they're not walking around among us now? We just don't know it.
Who's to say that there wasn't a governmental compromise?
Well, I read that, but I mean, those are still stories. But if they're here to conquer us, and they can go through time portals, and they had weapons which are more advanced than ours, they should have conquered us in 5 days. Especially back in the 50s when all we had, we didn't even have the jet planes as fast or as sophisticated as we have now. Or the sonar, or the satellites.
Maybe they got scared thinking that, you know, their people went there and they never came back. They got held hostage or something.
Now we're pissing against the wind now.
Yeah, we all kind of like
that. I had to throw something out there. You can't let Joe.
Yeah, you threw some bullshit out there.
I did throw the shit out there, Joe. Yeah. That fan is turning real fast now.
It is. And you got piss everywhere.
Yeah. Why not? Go for it, right?
Next time you piss, it better
never
be uphill. Down there.
No one really knows what has and has not happened, but I will say that if this is true, if those beings do actually exist, and they are farther advanced than we are, I will say that someone that's been on the inside working with those people, you can see it all the time or read about it, a scientist that couldn't hold his shit anymore had to tell somebody, he had to talk about it, you know. Come out, talk about it, do a video about it. It was on YouTube, and maybe it got deleted, it got put on somebody else's name.
And did he disappear?
And he disappeared?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's possible, but you know what I think is more probable is that the fact that our DNA is just fucked up and we have just plain human beings in charge of all the corruption on the planet and we don't need fucking aliens for us to fuck ourselves up.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
I'm glad you think of it that way, Joe, because it makes me feel more intelligent.
Well, then I reverse every fucking thing I said, because I like it when you fucking shit up against the fan.
Wow.
Well, one thing that I think...
You're not leaving me any hope, so fuck it.
Take all the currency out of the equation. Take the rat race out of the equation, and people just live. and you know they do what they're put here to do. Not you're not put here to be a fucking rat in a cage. Get up, get on that damn little wheel and run. And after 8 hours, you stop running, or 12 hours, you stop running, and then you go and eat, and lay down, and get. But you're not put here for that. That's what we have become accustomed to, man. I mean, hey, you put here to be a shepherd over this earth. You put here to take care of this earth, not to pollute it, you know, not to defile it. We put here to take care of this place. But if the only thing that the people that have money, currency, can see is money, then fuck, that's all it's going to be about, you know.
And that's all it is about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. As far as black people are concerned, if a motherfucker thinks because they got $4,000 or $5,000 off a fucking tax return of filing somebody's child that they don't even have, then and they balling all of a sudden, that's a damn fool. You get a leg up for $4,000 or $5,000, and you take that and go and buy an expensive necklace or some dumb shit. You're going backwards in the first place. What are you gonna do when that money's gone? You can't eat that goddamn necklace.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just was jumping back on the little thing about how black people, and they do need to get their fucking priorities together and get off their fucking asses.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, man. But, you know. Oh.
You know, but.
Oh, well, okay, here's
too.
The but. I've
yeah,
been
here's
on
the
enough
but.
Fucking shows that with this topic to know that fucking black people aren't going to do anything in a very speedy fashion.
That's true too, but let me give you this. Here's the but. I don't want Uncle Tom I made it. You know, I did this and I did. Fuck you. Don't come throwing this shit up in nobody's face because they needed your token ass in the first place. Just so Al Sharpton and them wouldn't come in there. You know what you should be doing is helping others get in there instead of well I did this and I who gives a fuck what you did. Maybe you had a path that was easier than this other person did. You know, I'm not against good old-fashioned hard work, but I will say that if my parents wouldn't have had sound minds, I could have been just as fucked up as a lot of other people.
Yeah, so a lot of people had breaks, and that's the purpose of people who say, well, I did it, and, you know, and I like to be an inspiration to you.
But here's the catch to that. And you know, I was going to touch on this when Ebony was talking about it also.
Mm-hmm.
The key is they have to want to come back and let somebody know how they got there. You know, a lot of people, you know, and what I was going to say is, Ebony, most of your guests are from the UK, correct?
Yeah, a lot of them are from, I've had someone from the US as well, so they've not all been from the UK. And
right.
Some of the ones going to happen in the future from the U.S. But the thing that the difference with the show that I hope people get is that what I'm asking people to do is not just say what I'm doing, to offer, especially young people, an opportunity. So they're coming on, and what they're saying at the end of the show when they've done their interview is, you know, I want to offer a mentoring. I want to offer someone an opportunity to come and learn what I do. To see what I do. So it's practical. It's not just saying, actually, look at me. I'm great. Look at what I've done. I want them to give something back. So, you know, that's how we learn. Because it's good and all, you know, it's really good to know that people are doing great things. But what can, you know, are you going to hand the baton on and allow someone else to learn what you're doing, to see, you know, all the stuff that you've done and to jump, instead of them having to relearn the wheel, you know, jump through a million hoops, why not give someone an opportunity, particularly a young person, to, you know, to take an easier route. But, you know, they have to want it. They have to want to be eager to learn. They've got to, you know, have the right mindset to actually take on that opportunity. But that's what I want. I want, you know, the aim of the show is to get about 100 young people to try out different businesses. That's the idea behind it. But, you know, I'm trying to bring it in a soft way, but trying to encourage them to listen in as well and see that, look, you know, here's some great people. They're in your community. They're ordinary people who, like you, have been through a whole heap of adversity. But, you know, look, they stuck it out and they've made it to wherever they wanted to get to. So you can do it too.
No right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
And see, that's what I'm talking
idea.
About. It's some principles there. Number one, somebody
right.
willing to give back to the neighborhood. Get back to the community. Number two, somebody willing that wants to go somewhere and put in the work to get to where that other person is.
Yeah, you see?
Somebody else being able to present it and, you know, bring it to the forefront. And that's what I thought about that. But go ahead, Joe.
I wanted to dovetail off of that. Because people are saying, you know, people should get back to the community. If you're from the ghetto, why should a fucking doctor and a lawyer go back to the community where a doctor can get robbed for drugs and a lawyer can get robbed for being rich? It's the responsibility of the people in the ghetto to get the fucking ass in a library or get on the internet and find out the books and articles written by the fucking people that can then use them as inspiration. People can't say, well, he's, you know, that's a psychological handout. You know, why didn't they come back to the community? Well, who the fuck says they're supposed to? It's up to you for you to get the fuck out.
They don't have to go back to the community. But I think now we have technology. People don't have to do that. You know, you can sit on blog talk shows and listen to people who are inspirational and learn from them. You don't have to go that far anymore. That's what I'm saying, right.
But there are people, like, for example, they're on Perry's show and on other shows. They say, well, they have to come back to the community. And I'm saying, why would some fucking guy or girl in their right mind who left the fucking ghetto to get out of the ghetto come back into the community, okay? Plus, there are people in the community already who are shop owners. Well, if you can't learn from the people who are already there, who else are you going to learn from? And get your ass into a library or get your ass on the internet and look up successful people.
The majority of the people that you're referring to, that's the shop owners, et cetera, are the vultures also. They come in, get the money, and don't even live in those communities. You know, I understand exactly what you're saying, Joe. It's very honorable, but I'll tell you like this. If you were never in the military, then there's not much you could tell me about the military if I'm in it or if I've been in it. You understand what I'm saying? So as far as you staying over here on your side and you, you know, okay, you live in this plushy community, whatever, gated, whatever, fuck, who cares? And I'm over here and I'm saying, well, hey, well, this is all you need to do and all you need to do and do this, do that. Until I actually see you come over and say, and you put your hand on my shoulder and say, hey, you know what? We're going to make sure that you get there, man. I'm here to help you get there. That's one thing that you will never be able to achieve with a book. Until you get that person there on the ground, looking, seeing, and showing, hey, you know what? Just because I have a nice car, that doesn't mean that I have to avoid you. You know, I mean, hell, we all know how people use other people just for their own personal gain and don't give a fuck about them anyway. But if you come over, you spending your time. You know, it's one thing to spend $1 billion. But if you go over there and you put your feet on the ground and you tilling the soil, quote, unquote, per se, with them, that's something totally different, man.
I'm going to agree that personal mentoring, to actually have contact with somebody who is going to put that hand on the shoulder, is a hell of a lot more impressive than reading a book. But if people in any certain community have to wait around for that kind of stuff in order for them to leave poverty, that's their problem. It's on them.
You know, I have to agree with both of you. I really do. It's a two-part thing. It really is. One, somebody got to be willing to help, you know, get them started. But then on the other hand, you got to be willing to get out there and work, and as they say now, get your grind on, you know, to be successful. So, yeah, I have to agree with both of you on that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, anybody
you know,
who wants to.
See, first, you have to go back to the basics. Nowadays, I can't speak for every other group of people, not every other nation, but nowadays, most young black men think success is a couple of $100s in their pocket, a car with some wheels on it, and a couple of necklaces. You know, that's so fucking small-minded that it's ridiculous. But, you know, once you go back and retrain, that's the only way you can. You'll have to actually try your best to dilute that bullshit out of people's minds, you know. That's all they want.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
A necklace. Let's say Joe is a doctor, and Joe is a successful doctor. And, okay, Joe can drive whatever he wants to. But let's say Joe says, you know what, I don't need a fucking $80,000, $90,000 Mercedes. I'll get a plain, simple Honda,
and I'm content and happy with that. And I, being a kid from the ghetto, see you come up, damn, this dude make all that money, and he just driving a ragged-ass Honda Accord. You know, that'll actually say more about your character than anything else, because I'm going to ask you, you mean to tell me you're a doctor and all you driving is a Honda? And you tell me straight up, hey, bro, it's really not about the car that you drive. It's about the car that you can afford to drive and be comfortable and live your life happily. You know, see, those are the small tidbits right there that will bring the whole puzzle together, because if you're looking at the drug dealer who only has enough money to pay for the things that he have in his pocket, that he have in front of him, and when he needs an attorney, he's just going to have to sit up there because he don't have no fucking money, then, you know, that's a waste of time, too. Big wheels and a car. Oh, yeah, oh, he's living great, but he's living in the project, or he living in a house and the first three steps are all broken up. That's bullshit.
Yes, it is. Woo! Yep. All right, y'all. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we gonna get up out of here today. Oh man, it's been a pleasure. I tell you, I miss you guys, man.
Yeah, miss you too.
We ready. All right, as we always do. I'm not changing this part of the show though. We always gonna give everybody their last words. So we're gonna start with the lady first, Miss Ebony.
Oh, thank you. Just want to say, great show, what I've heard. I know I wasn't there at the beginning or even the middle, but what I've heard, it's really positive. I think people have to try and be positive. I think sometimes on the talk we can be too negative, you know, too, talking about stuff that doesn't work, but never ever talking about what we can do, what can we do to move our lives forward. So, you know, that's where I'm at, and thank you for allowing me to share time, guys. I enjoyed the experience. Have a great week, everyone.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, Mr. Goofy.
It's just great to be back, you know. I just feel so proud to hang out with this council of ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it just feels great to be back.
What you got on your show tonight, man?
Oh, tonight's Monday Night Countdown. If you like independent music, check me out. I'll be on at 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 11 in the Central, and 12 a.m. on the East Coast. Find me at blogtalkradio.com/goofy-bone.
All right. There's my man, Goofy. All right, Goofy. I'll see you later, man.
See
ya. All right, Mr.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, man, good show. Hey, I enjoyed this. I really did. Me and a couple other guys were talking about we can't wait, you know, till Monday so we can get into it. And, hey, man, it's been real good. Yeah, by the way, actually, just from my experience, go on blogtalkradio.com and just type in Goofy Bone, and that's all you have to do. You'll be right there with them.
All right, there you go. Easy.
Yeah,
all
go
right.
Yeah, Eric, you go and check out my babies too, man.
Oh, okay.
Do that.
I got you. Oh, I saw them already. You know, I got my handy dandy phone here.
Absolutely.
It's not up on my phone.
All right, man.
All right. Hello. All right, go.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're back, and you know me. I'm quiet at the end, so I'm glad you're back. Till next time.
Okay, till next time. All right. Speaking of next time, hey, tomorrow we got another outstanding show for you, and it's on the health care. Why can't we take care of our own? Of course, you know, that's another issue. Man, but, you know, when I was researching for that show, I found a lot of interesting things, so we're going to get into that tomorrow. My final words, man, it's good to be back. We talked about a whole lot of things today. We really did. But, you know, it's, you know, we always talk about racism and you know, how bad it is. But you know what? If we all just stay in our own lane and maintain what we do, we can get rid of racism. It's easy. You know, it's taught. It's not something that you're born with. It's something that's taught. You know, so instead of getting upset and want to retaliate, do something positive when somebody says something negative to you. You'll be surprised at the response you get. And Man, I'm so happy. I forgot what I was going to say now. That is so crazy. But, you know, it's the world we live in. If you're out there and you're successful or semi-successful, don't forget where you came from. Because just like you went up to here, somebody else is trying to get there also. They're not necessarily trying to take your place. You know, that's one thing we have to get out of our minds. Everybody's not trying to take your place. No, they're just trying to be next to you, be just as successful as you are. You know, and everybody needs help. You probably had help on your way up, so why don't you return the favor? Pay forward. You know, not back. Pay forward, not back. All right? Okay, like I always do, some things we just not going to change. I don't care who it is. You know, just remember to give that special someone a hug. In low cases, make sure you hug them babies, boy, and make sure you show them all the love in the world. And that goes from your kids to your spouses to your parents, your grandparents. You know, just take time to tell them you love them, you miss them, you appreciate them. You know, especially our grandparents, because a lot of times we forget our seniors. You know, you see a senior walking and you just say, well, look at that old man. But a lot of times that's a lot of knowledge that's walking by. You know, sometimes sit down and just talk to them. And you'd be surprised at the knowledge that they drop on you. You know, it really opens your eyes. Some of the stories that I tell you, you can put it into use today. You know, it make you, not you a better person, but the people around you and the world. You know, take some time to go out and visit the nursing homes. Because a lot of people, you know, it's sad, but it's true. A lot of individuals take and put their parents and their grandparents in nursing homes and just forget about them. They just forget about them. And, you know, that is not right. Because at one time or another, those people took care of them. But they just forget. So make sure you stop by some nursing homes. You know, if you just go by just to say, hey, how you doing? Yeah, we know there will be some cranky people in there, of course. But, you know, just look at it as that's still knowledge, man. That's still knowledge. Stop and talk to them. You may be surprised how most people say they may be grouchy. But if you sit down and talk to them, they turn out to be the nicest people in the world. Just a little time. Just a little time. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. All right, y'all, tomorrow, healthcare. Why can't we take care of our own? Man, I tell you, I cannot wait for that show because it's going to be another good one. I want to thank Goofy, Lowe, Ebony, Joe, Benny, let's see, who else? Easy Rider, everybody that was in the chat room on the phones listening. I want to thank y'all for joining me today. Yeah, it's been a long week, but I am back and we are kicking. So until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. 12 p.m. Pacific time. I see y'all then. I am out of here. Enjoy the smooth jazz, man.
Feeling wonderful, the sun is shining bright and it's beautiful.